With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A shooting near Minneapolis.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday turned deadly for two Burnsville police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. The Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association saying negotiations with a suspect who eventually died went on for 4 hours before a SWAT team entered the home where seven children were inside. Governor Tim Walz saying, "My heart is with their families, and the entire state of Minnesota stands with Burnsville." I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's job approval numbers remain below 50%.
According to the end-of-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, Mr. Biden's job approval is only 40.1%. That's more than 5 points lower than former President Trump's average of 45.3% on a same-day comparison of their first terms. Separately, 538.com's average has Mr. Biden's approval at only 39.4% at the end of last week. On that same site, Mr. Biden's trend remains flat near 40% as it has since August 2022. Historically, incumbents whose approval was at this low level at this point in their fourth year were former Presidents Trump, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford, all of whom were defeated in their respective attempts for a second term. George Williams reporting.
President Biden traveling to California in an effort to find more money for his reelection campaign. Air Force One expected to arrive Tuesday at LAX. Congress on a two-week recess expected to return to Capitol Hill February 28th. That's 2 days before the March 1st deadline to fund some government agencies. The remaining agencies must be funded by March 8th. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle breaks out in Hawaii.
Rabbi Levi Gerlitsky wants to hold religious services in his home and applied for a permit to do so. The county said no, prompting the rabbi to call First Liberty and file a lawsuit. Attorney Jeremy Diss says, quote, "Rabbi Gerlitsky has a constitutional right to engage in religious activities in his home with family and friends in the Jewish community, free from government burden or interference." He points out that secular gatherings require no permit at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau plans to test questions about sexual orientation and so-called gender identity for its most comprehensive survey of American life. The test questions will be sent to nearly 500,000 households. If they're approved, it will be the first time sexual orientation and gender identity questions were even asked on the American Community Survey. This is SRN News. Millions of American families are having to hold off on college decisions. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Financial aid decisions that usually go out with college acceptance letters are being delayed because of a later than expected rollout of revisions to the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA form. The Education Department said the new form would be easier to fill out and use a new formula to compute eligibility, but it wasn't ready in October when the forms are usually released. And during a soft launch in December, it was difficult for many people to access, and it didn't include the updated inflation tool. Schools won't get the information they need until next month. Some colleges like Virginia Tech are pushing back their deadline for students to accept offers of admission. I'm Jennifer King.
Capital One Financial is set to acquire Discover Financial Services in a massive deal. The acquisition's valued over $35 billion in the all-stock deal. More details at srnnews.com.